Hey everybody, this is Jeff from J2K Podcast. Last night we did a podcast and we had to do it where I recorded it on this microphone I have, the Shure MV88 for Apple iPhones and iPads. And in order to record it or to put it into Anchor, like, is this most frustrating bullshit thing that I've ever had to deal with in my life. So what I'm doing is I'm playing it on a Bose speaker that's connected to the iPad. I'm going to record it into Anchor on my phone. So nobody gets to miss out on our pandemic episode number two. It was Corrine and Justin called each of me and Christine's phones, and they were on speaker, and we were in the J2K Podcast quarantine studios. So without further delay, I will begin that process. So enjoy, and I hope you guys are all staying safe. Okay. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the pandemic edition of J2K Podcast. We are... me and Christine are self-quarantined in the J2K Podcast studios, and Justin and Corrine are joining us via speakerphone, and so let's get this going. I'm Jeff.
I'm Justin.
I'm Christine.
I'm Corrine.
Yeah!
We did it!
We're going.
We're off.
Holy smokes. So, big time news. Shelter in place.
Well.
Right, coming to you via satellite.
Yeah. We're not official shelter in place yet.
In Oregon, I was not ready to be like, oh, did that officially go in?
No, she said.
I missed it in my nap.
No, she said it.
She changed that quickly.
Yeah, she said she's not doing that if we can follow the rules and stay apart and if this doesn't spread, but it may come to that.
Yeah.
Scary stuff.
So for those of you that just climbed out from under a rock, the world is currently in the midst of a pandemic of the coronavirus.
COVID-19.
Distance from the chopper, Jim. There's, I think... 200 plus people are dead in the United States, and we're in the...
We're over 100 in Oregon now.
Yeah.
They have it.
Not dead.
Not dead. I don't know how many have died in Oregon. If it's more than one, or it's one or more, too many.
That's right.
We're at 237 deaths.
In the state?
In Oregon?
In the United States.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I know there's at least one in Oregon. It was an elderly person. In a bedroom.
Yeah, there's three
people died from there.
I think we have three or four deaths here in Oregon.
Ugh.
And today, I turn on the news for a little bit just to check and see if there's any new, federal orders or state orders. And it was under 200 deaths in the United States. And then by this evening, it was 200 plus. It had grown exponentially.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm working from home, and I keep an eye on this New York Times map, coronavirus map, that, updates all the time and shows you the numbers. So what I've been doing, I started it on Monday, I wrote the numbers down, and then I realized on Monday how much they changed from the morning to the evening. So I've been writing the numbers down when I clock in at 7:30, and then I'm running the numbers down when I leave at 4, when I leave my dining room. And it's unbelievable to look back on what I wrote down on Monday and Tuesday. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's growing exponentially.
Yep.
Well, I am, I have been, not freaking out or panicking or anything like that, but I have been, observing, my feelings about it and then what I've witnessed on, news... casts and conversations that I've had with people in my life via phone or text, and it seems to be half and half that half the people think this is
like, bullshit. Yeah, it's happening, but, like, we shouldn't have to, like, you know, not do stuff. Like, it's not going to kill you. And then the other part is, like, you know, this is, you know, insane, and people are going to die, and blah, 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 blah. And so I'm trying to ride the middle of this, because that's where my sanity lies. And I think the real truth about, like, how I get through this and how everybody should get through it. But, I mean, I'm only me. I can only do me.
Well, I think it's right to do the right thing. So for people who don't understand, they should still do the right thing. And that's troubling when you see, we were talking about this last night, there's these, like, young kids on Facebook all down in
Florida,
like, oh, how dare they? I've been planning for this a whole 4 minutes of my life. I have my right to party.
I don't got the Rona, yo.
I know. I'm like, oh my God, these young kids are going to get us all, like, quadrupled by next week, and the volume of people who have been infected it.
There was a big thing that said, you know, children can't get it, or if they do get it, the symptoms aren't as bad. And people our age, you know, if we do get it, it's going to be like having a cold. But there are people our age on respirators or that have died, and they were perfectly healthy non-smokers.
Yeah, well, I saw that.
The most people that have it are in between 30 and 45.
Yeah. Exactly.
Which, I'm out of that range.
Oh, so
man,
am I.
You, like, oh my God, it's like the 50s are like the golden years.
Isn't that what they call it?
Like, you know, like, all those people in their 50s right now are like, hell yeah, man, I can just travel about freely.
Well, no, I don't want to be, like, that's
no,
funny.
I know you're not.
That's funny, but it's like the opposite of how it started. It's like, kids are good, and then it's like, wait, 50-year-olds are good. Yeah!
But you can't turn 60.
Well, but I'm checking boxes off on this shit because I got high blood pressure and I'm morbidly obese.
Not morbidly obese.
I'm serious. That's what I'm classified
you
medically.
You can touch your feet. They're
good. I can barely see my wiener. Which I just shook at Christine,
God.
Since I'm nude.
I know. We're having a half-nude podcast here.
So, thank goodness.
So, in honor of you guys being nude, I'm wearing my winter jacket.
Yes! It's because you're outside, right?
No, actually, I'm inside. I thought the birds and the noise out there would be really distracting, and like, the entire, like, all of our listeners would hear me, like, chain smoking. So I am sitting on my couch and I'm watching this weird screen because I panic bought an Apple TV.
Oh my God!
That was my panic purchase. It wasn't toilet paper.
You could have bought a lot of toilet paper with an Apple TV money.
Yeah, herd mentality into an Apple TV.
I know. I actually called my friend today who has one and said, I think I'm having buyer's remorse. Like, what's the big deal about this? Like, I have a smart TV.
I hate to interrupt, but I just got a text. Something was just announced, and I think it was a stay-at-home measure. A stay-in-place.
I knew that they were going
to
work.
I haven't clicked the link, obviously, because I'm on the phone. I
had this feeling she was going to wait until everybody got home from work on Friday to pull this shit. So that all the bosses in America, or all the bosses in Oregon, have to figure out what to do come Monday morning with their staff.
Okay.
Way to go, Kate. Thanks for that. Couldn't have done it at maybe 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
So you remember the two sides I was talking about? Christine's on one of them.
Well, no.
And, like, you went and impulse bought an Apple TV. Christine impulse bought, like, a shit ton of food.
Yeah.
Well, I know that. That was last week.
Yeah.
No, that was this week.
Okay, oh, I bought more.
Oh, she bought more. She did it again.
Oh, no, Christine.
Well, what happened on Thursday, I walk into work, and I don't arrive right when the other staff does. Cause
she's the boss. She does what she wants.
And I usually roll in around 9:30 because I'll work till like 6:30. So I walk in. They've all been there for about an hour and a half, you know, discussing the events of the last 12 hours, and I guess I could say this now if it's truly in place, a coworker works for, or has a family member who works in the National Guard, and the National Guard was informed.
And it was a rumor that she went with as true, that wasn't true.
That they were going to put shelter in place.
And she went to Costco and bought some shit.
Yeah, so then I went to Costco and prepared even further. Spent another $150.
And you guys want to know how bad it is here at this house? We almost had to throw out ice cream.
We ran out of room in the freezer.
Oh my gosh.
You better throw it out into your mouth.
So, did you read it, Justin?
Seriously. No, I haven't read it, but with the shelter in place, you can still go to the grocery store, you can still go to the pharmacy, and you can, and I hope this stays true, can go hike, because that's what I'm going to do tomorrow.
You can go hike, as long as you're not, you know, they said even in the shelter in place, you can go to the park, but you're not supposed to congregate around groups of people. Like, they don't want you playing on the playground, like, with your kids and a bunch of other kids on the playground. They want you to be out and about and not in groups. And the shelter in place, actually, quite a few businesses still will remain open. It's non-essential businesses will close, which is unfortunate because I had a hair appointment tomorrow. I'm guessing that is over.
Yeah, getting your hair cut's a perfect way to catch the coronavirus.
Well, I'm looking on the internet, and I can't find anything. I've also got the local coin station on, because that's all I get, that's all I get with Apple TV is, like, freaking CBS, and I still have to pay for it.
So you upgraded to downgrade.
I still haven't figured it out. I did purposely buy it from Costco, because they have such a flexible return policy.
Yeah, good idea.
Green's getting up to get down.
No, seriously.
Well, I purchased my fishing license and angling tag today, so.
Oh, that was a good purchase.
Yeah. I'm going to go fish.
So, at OPB.org, it was just announced at 7:14 p.m. They want you to stay at home, stay healthy, is what they're calling it. They weren't sure how they would unite in saying that or what the policy would be, but they've just announced a policy they're calling stay at home, stay healthy. So I don't know if that's anything like what California's got going on right now.
No, they have a shelter in place ordered by the governor of the state.
Well, that's what ours would be.
Yeah.
Brown says she's not supporting the statewide version of shelter in place policy California
and
Ohio
Kate.
Adopted during the news.
Take it back, Kate.
Well, I'm going to say this, like, Justin, when you said that you just got a text and someone's reported, guess what? We all thought you were joking. And you were going to come up with some Justin joke about how, like, girlfriends now have to peg their boyfriend.
Oh. Yeah. It's not going to happen for me.
There's some funny things.
Oh, okay. So the stay at home, stay healthy is for the Portland mayor.
Got it.
So that's for Portland.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Governor. Oh, wait. No, never mind. I'm on OPB now, too. That's supposed to be, too.
Yeah.
So yeah, whatever.
I haven't seen mine in over a week because, guess what?
Oh, no.
She has a fever, a sore throat, and a cough.
So is she at work or at home?
No, she, with the job that she has, she cannot go to work right now. And they told her that, in order to come to work, she'd have to be fever-free for 72 hours and have a note from her physician saying that it was okay to return to work.
Yeah. Well, you had mentioned if she had gotten sick at work, she was going to get stuck at work.
Exactly. Well, exactly. If anybody was sick at work, but fortunately, she got sick at home.
Good.
She got made at work. But, so, I haven't seen her in over a week, and probably because of like self secluding, staying away from everybody. I probably, because I don't know where she lives with her own children, I don't know where they've gone or who they've been around. So right now it's just me, my kids, and their mom. And I think that's the way it should be with this virus, how scary it is.
Yeah.
I agree too, Justin.
Are you guys all in the same house?
It's important to stay, like, yeah, connected with, and therefore...
Justin.
Yep.
Hey, Justin.
So, their mom lives about 2 blocks away from me, my kid's mom. Yeah. And so I've been going back and forth to there to pick the kids up. And we've had dinner at her house and, you know, trying to hang out and watch, you know, watch movies with the kids and stuff like that, which the kids love. We get along okay, so that, you know, it's good for all of us to get together and hang out.
Yeah.
But I'm still, I'm not staying over there.
Yeah. Well, Jeff and I have had a good couple matches of Wii bowling.
Oh, well.
Nice.
First of all, like, this whole thing has, like, put us on edge. We had couple of rough days. The last couple of days have been rough for us, like, yeah. Just with what's going on in both of our worlds, like, colliding, like, as a couple.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's I see that going forward going to be a thing. But, yeah, so we've decided, like, I have decided, like, I'm putting out a piece of weird sounds off of my synthesizer every day to everybody on Facebook. But we started a Wii bowling thing. And Christine is currently and probably will remain the champion of that.
I'm a pro now.
She's a pro.
So you guys should work on your dance moves too.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Dance moves.
You guys should
sit down and practice one of those songs a lot so you can like totally nail it.
Well, remember Christine and the
Lemon... Bring it up Napoleon Dynamite style.
Yeah. You remember Christine and the Lemon Donuts? They're just like air?
I don't know if they know that story.
I had to have told that.
I think, yes.
Well, she stepped up and bought the Mondo pack.
At Costco, of course.
The donuts themselves are twice the size of the other donuts. And wow. So we really should be fucking doing that dance thing.
I know. Hey, we're pretty good
though. Does everybody have toilet paper?
Oh, God, we got so much toilet paper.
Dude, they've got the whole world's toilet paper. Christine's the hoarder. She's got a Facebook marketplace. She's selling it.
You guys are
going
to have to quarterback throw me some of those from your house because I'm rubbing out real quick.
You just got a pack.
I got a pack of six. I gave three of them to the mother of my children.
Oh, okay.
My baby mama, because she was out.
How much toilet paper do you need?
I'm sure we could spare a couple rolls.
Do you got the peanut butter poops?
If you would sit down, you could get a better wipe swipe with, like, less paper.
So, what I'm actually going to buy a bidet from Amazon and wash my booty hole.
Yeah.
Good.
Get in the shower and use the handle.
Yeah, Christine loves the handle.
All girls love the handle. Oh my gosh.
So yeah, fishing, and I'm going to make some music and put that out for people, some positive stuff, and going to eat, and I'm probably going to dig into some video games on the Wii.
Yeah. You can solve, like, Star Wars Awakens.
I hung a bluebird house in the backyard.
Oh, lovely.
And 5 minutes after I hung it, birds were, like, flying in there, but not bluebirds. And I don't think a bluebird's going to go in there. Mm. But next spring, when they come early February, I'll make sure that I have that thing cleaned out for them.
I'm going to say bluebirds only.
That's the Missouri State bird. Not blue jays, but bluebirds are the Missouri State bird.
Yeah, the western bluebird is what we have. A couple of different... couples that have migrated, they migrate back here.
I know, we're such old people. We know, we see the birds, we get excited about the birds, we watch the birds from the back window. I buy suet and bird seed. We started naming them.
Yeah.
Like, man, we've officially become old. Bought a house for them. They have two bird baths back there. It's a bird
bath. And they love the DJ carrots too, correct? Mexican carrots.
No, that was just something we said to make you feel better.
What's the
The can of pickles.
Oh, that's right. That's right. The pickles. We've been throwing lots of crap.
Like, you know what? You got to stop bringing those. Not even the crows will eat those.
I forgot about that.
I think the raccoons might have ate those. Yeah. I don't know.
We've been throwing all the bad food over there, and they've been eating it. They ate raspberries last week.
Oh, yeah. The birds love the mixed berry bowl I threw out there.
You guys are so stocked on food over there. You're feeding the birds like human food.
I know.
Well, it was stuff that was old.
Look what we got from Costco today.
Well, the food was old, yeah. But yeah.
And we all know I have this thing about like not eating things that are potentially like bad. So
oh, for God's sake.
We throw stuff out early. I might have to revisit that.
And I just got over that and have been on a kick of eating leftovers and testing myself with how old food gets in. I've only been eating leftovers. I'll cook dinner, and then the leftovers from that will last me for days. So I've got enough food with my refrigerator full for like a month.
It's probably why you've been going through so much toilet paper.
Probably. And I'm also going to say, Justin, I'm very jealous about what you're saying right now, because that means that you've been eating mac and cheese for, what, 2 or 3 days now? Your reality is my dream.
So, hey, you guys, check this out. I just saw an ad for a new TV show. These guys called Eating History, and they literally open up fucking old cans of food and old boxes of cereal, and they're fucking eating it.
No, a nightmare.
That's what you're doing,
really,
Justin.
Dangerous.
Horrible.
That's what Justin's doing.
He's eating
last
week.
No, like botulism isn't going to grow on your leftovers and your food.
Dude, there's nothing like a good case of botulism to like make you feel alive.
These people are eating like war rations from World War II.
Yeah.
70-80-year-old war rations.
It's like gray and lumpy.
That's so gross. God. Why? Another one guy was like, oh, there's some bugs in it. It's okay. The commercial. I was like, ew.
I wonder how many bugs are in this old cereal.
God. I don't even like it when it's like Best Buy. It's not even used by Best Buy. Still scares me. Like, it's no longer best. Throw it out.
Best Buy is a good store, babe. I don't know why you don't like it.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
This podcast brought to you by Best Buy.
As soon as I pay them off, it's brought to you by
Best Buy. I hate Best Buy. I think they're the worst.
Really?
You know, I'm going to go back to abusing my
phone. I don't really buy much from them. They're overpriced.
They have the worst return policy ever and, like, the worst customer service. I can't stand it. Okay, but let's not talk about how much we hate Best Buy. Okay, can I tell you guys a funny, this is my coronavirus dilemma right now. So I am actually I'm stocked. I don't need to leave my house. I officially do not need to leave my house for anything. Like, I am ready to get the coronavirus. I have enough food, I have enough toilet paper, I have enough cigarettes, I have enough dog medicine and dog food. Like, those are my priorities, right? Thank God it's not booze, because I'd be insane right now. But I did a Fred Meyer's grocery pickup on Tuesday, and I'm like, oh, well, I need candy, right? Because you guys all know I'm like a total candy addict.
Starburst.
I didn't know that.
She likes her Starburst.
I didn't know you were a candy addict.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
We talked about it on the podcast.
Well.
Remember, she will give rides for candy.
Oh, well, on the podcast, we're joking a lot. So anyway, I didn't know. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So I'm like, I need something big. And I'm like, what do I want? And I go in, and like, their candy selection online is really shitty. And I'm like, oh, I know that they've got more than this. And I'm going through, and I was like, oh, you know what? How about, like, I'm going to shake things up a little bit. I'm going to get a gigantic bag of Skittles. Like, literally, it's like it's like the biggest bag. It's almost filling one of those gigantic, like, bigger than a quart mason jars. It's like a 2-quart mason jar. It's almost that full. But here's my epic fail, you guys. You cannot eat Skittles by, like, the handful all day long because it, like, your jaw, like, I will have locked jaw, like, after 3 days of fucking being, like, quarantined.
And is your poop, like, green?
No, I can't even consume enough.
Oh, okay.
I can't consume enough. It's awful. So any listeners out there that have, like, are still in that whole thing, like, what kind of candy do I want? Don't get Skittles. Not a good candy to, like, only have in your house. Unless you really want to, like, moderate your intake. Which, that's no fun.
So, yeah,
in case anyone wants to know, do you have a surplus of candy over there, Christine and Jeff?
No, we don't. Candy person. But I do have a question for Corinne.
Yeah.
Are you, like, remember before the coronavirus was really, like, big over here and you wanted an Italian guy to come live with you?
Oh. Well, that was, like, a week ago.
Right. Well, I bet, yeah. Like,
I just said anybody. Like,
we don't want anybody from Italy to visit us.
I didn't say Italy. You're getting me messed up with your girl.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Babe, what the hell? Babe?
Babe?
No, you said Italy. I'm pretty sure Corinne said Italy.
She wanted an Italian exchange
student. You said an Italian foreign exchange.
Yeah.
With a rather large Italian.
Rather large Italian. With big hands.
I have to go back and listen to that, because in my mind, I was like, oh, anybody from anywhere. Like,
they
have an accent.
Christine said Italy, and then you just said wherever. I don't care. Italy, South America, you don't care.
Yeah.
But he has to have really big feet.
Yeah.
No, remember I said I don't want him to have really big feet because, you know, like, I've kind of been out of the game for a little bit, and, like, I want this to last. Like, I don't want to be, like, next day be like, wait, babe, we got to wait a couple days because I just can't, like, I got to heal up a little bit.
And then you were all like, what about average?
That's what I always say.
For a quarantine shack up.
I'm always bringing up, what about average?
I'm after a hot average, man.
So, I don't know, man. I don't know how this is going to be for everybody.
I know. I wonder how long this is going to go.
Like, my job is officially, they're closing down for 2 weeks, but I don't see them opening again. Like, after 2 weeks. What do you think, Justin?
I don't know. I don't think 2 weeks is long enough.
Yeah, and I think...
But I don't know if they can afford to stay closed any longer.
Well, I mean, they only closed because it would look bad if they didn't.
Careful.
Well, when they did close, they paid all of their employees' wages, including extra, to make up for the tips that the people that only earn tips that make minimum wage, to make up for their losses. Yeah. They didn't do that just because of publicity. Because of bad publicity. They did that. That was actually really generous of them. They did a really good job.
I mean, a lot of people got laid off.
Just laying people off.
Yeah. McMenamin's laid off 3,000 employees.
Exactly.
And the article was like, and they were encouraged to go file unemployment, and then we'll maybe rehire them back. I'm like, can you even say that? Like, but yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty foul.
Well, and I'm not hammering my work at all. They're very generous to us. I'm just saying, because of what is happening in the world, like, I don't know how this is going to go. And even people above me were wondering why we were still open for a while. And it's a lot of decisions had to be made. I'm not here to say, like, whatever it was. But, like, you know, it's...
This is going to be a huge hit on pretty much every business in the United States.
Oh, it's,
is going to affect their long-term revenue, their ability for who knows how long they can last without going under, how many people they'll be able to rehire if they can.
I mean, oh, my God. And the conspiracy theories are amazing.
Oh, my God. I've got a good one for that one.
Lay it on us, sister.
Okay. Well, so what I do is I sell plants. From for you listeners out there, from a large, very large wholesale nursery, and we distribute all over the United States. So I have customers all over the place. And I talked to a woman. I didn't really realize. I guess my network of people are like just like normal, reasonable people that like believe this is happening, right? So she's out in like Podunk, Iowa, and I talked to her on Monday, and she was like, "Oh, it's business as usual." You know, and I've got people in Seattle who are already like, yeah, don't send us any plants. We don't know what's going to happen, you know. And she's like, I don't believe it. And then she calls me back the next day, and she wants to know what's the news in the industry. So I tell her, like, here are ways, like, that you can become essential, an essential business and kind of get around this if you want and blah, blah, blah. And she goes off on this whole rampage on how she only watches Fox News and that this is a big conspiracy put on by the Democrats to make our president look bad and that no one is even sick. Okay? Then she proceeds to tell me the only person she cares that if they die is Queen Elizabeth.
What?
Okay?
That's random.
It was so random. And
the
I'm like,
Captain Kangaroo.
Like, I don't really believe in like the whole karma thing. Like a lot of people would consider like, well, that's karma. Like, no, it's not. Karma is like just making like decisions and having proper outcomes from them. But yeah, I was like, oh, this is going to be a lady that probably died. So then I did this weird thing, you guys, this week, because everyone's out of their mind. I thought, I'm going to turn on Fox News and see what they're saying on there to see if this is really what's going on. And, like, they're telling people this on Fox News because I don't ever watch Fox News. I don't care what you guys do or any of our listeners do because you're all my friends and I have friends that, you know, or whatever. So I turned on Fox News for the first time, I think, in probably, like, my life. And I couldn't believe how much I enjoyed it, you guys. It is like the news for people with ADD. They never stay on a topic too long. It's like perfect. It's like CNN. They're like, yeah, we've got this guy on here for 40 minutes that we're going to talk to. And they're like, oh, we're talking to this guy for 30 seconds and on to the next. And, of course, Fox News is not promoting any of that stuff, which was a nice thing to see. I was like, all right. So there was my, it really got me going. This lady really got me going, though. I mean, I had to, like, sit there and just go, okay, you know, considering that she's a customer, I have to just go, oh, all right, great, buy your plants, buy them all, take them right now, because it's coming.
Well, I watched a little Fox News myself this week. I got my oil changed, and I was forced into watching Fox News in the waiting area, and the one part that I listened to was a conspiracy theory on how the reason why coronavirus is spreading as quickly as it is because we have all been forced to use reusable shopping bags.
Oh, okay. So, man, I caught it at the wrong hour. Dang it.
I was like, what? And he's like, there are germs. Nobody wipes them out. You're cross-contaminating your food to someone. I was like, are you kidding me? And I couldn't turn the station because I was in a, like, waiting area. So I turned my back to the TV, and I was on my phone just, and the guy tells me my car is ready. He's like, why is your back turned? I'm like, oh, I'm just focused on my phone. I don't want to be rude.
So on the opposite end of the spectrum, on the, we're going to go ahead and call Fox News the extreme right-wing end of the spectrum.
Exactly.
Yes.
On the other end of the spectrum, on the extreme left, I was walking around my apartment complex with my youngest son, and we ran into a friend of mine that I go hiking with that I would say is extremely left-leaning, and he said he was watching a YouTube conspiracy theory about it that said every time we change something with electronic waves, there's a pandemic like this. And we had one when we first introduced like mass scale electronics, and when the Navy out came out with radar or sonar, and now it's 5G, and that's why it started in Wuhan is because
the 5G.
That's where they're rolling out the 5G network. And he said, I'm not worried about catching coronavirus. I'm more worried about getting radiation from the 5G.
Wow. Well, and I'm like, you know, surfing my Facebook, and then I know that I can tell when somebody's like got a conspiracy thought in their head because they'll post stuff like this. Do you even know anybody that has it?
Exactly.
Like, maybe it's not real.
And that's what it's going to take. That's what it's going to take for a lot of these people for it to sink in, is for someone they know to unfortunately get it. And, you know, by that time it's too late probably.
Yeah.
Well, and Christine is famous for One minute she's giving me a smooch, and the next minute she's like, don't give me the corona.
I know, I'm so conflicted on it.
And I'm just like, babe, like, the damage is done here here at J2K Podcast Studios. Like, if the corona is here, it's here.
Yeah. I know, I'm like...
Like, it's calling from the other room. I'm like, make it's out calling from the house!
I, like, make out with you 1 second, and then I'm like, no, just on the cheek. I'm scared.
It's calling from inside the house!
He's inside the house!
So have any of you guys got on the whole, like, Love is Blind? Did we talk about this? Did you guys watch this?
No.
Oh, dang it. All right. Well, maybe you guys should watch it this week while you're, like, unemployed or not working.
Is it the Netflix show?
Yeah, it's hilarious. It's amazing. It would give us so much to talk about.
Okay. We'll watch it. At least one episode.
No, it's completely addicting. If you watch the first one, you won't stop.
Well, we've got movies. We've got shows we're watching currently. We're watching The Sinner right now.
Yeah, that's actually really good. And we just finished The Outsider. That was good.
Yeah. Bill Pullman is in The Sinner.
Yeah.
Can you guys hear me eating?
Oh, I could not get into that.
The second season?
Yeah, second season.
Oh. I like it. I gotta watch that.
I know. You can watch it on your own. I just kind of, I lost interest in it.
I'm still trying to finish Hannibal, though, the series.
I know. That's an old one.
Did you guys watch Lock and Key?
Nope.
Yes, I watched that one. So good.
So good.
I know. I loved that one. What else have we watched recently? I can't even.
I watched Birds Fly Around today.
You did. That's so cute.
I drove to Corvallis for the second day in a row.
What'd you drive to Corvallis for?
To drop meds off at adolescent treatment facility.
Oh, right on. Okay. Are you allowed to? Is there any contact down there?
There is not.
Okay.
It's horrible.
Yeah, it is.
That is.
They're sheltering in place.
Yeah.
But they have to go through, like, a temperature check and everything when they come to work.
Yeah. What's going on in Ohio, Karina? Are they sheltering in place?
Not yet.
Yeah.
The funny thing is I'm so connected there with so many people, especially on Facebook, social media. I can't believe how many people are wanting it. They're like, come on, call for it, call for it. We see all these people out and about, and, you know, I had to, you know, run a few places this week, and, you know, I went to go pick my groceries up, and I'm like, what? There's no reason why anybody, when I go to a store and it's packed, and I'm the only one there picking my groceries up, it's kind of like, what's wrong with you people?
Yeah, why aren't you doing this other
Why
aren't
you doing this? And I'm seeing old people walk in, and then my sister, she's got, you know, a family of five, you know, a son to, like, teenage athletes, a husband that's an athlete. They eat a lot of food. And, of course, she's like, for years we've been talking about getting a freezer, and we never have. And, you know, she has to go to the store. They do not have the storage space unless, you know, she's like, at this point, like, we're a fresh, you know, we eat healthy, we eat fresh vegetables and fruits, and, you know, we only have so much room in our freezer.
Yeah.
She's like, it's Tetris every time we open up the refrigerator. It's like, sweet, new spot's open, put this in there, and... You know, so she's been out, you know, a couple times this week, you know, getting groceries, and, you know, she has to, can't find it here, gotta go there, and blah, blah, blah. But we were talking how many people that are in, you know, they look like they're 70 plus, are out there walking around going to the grocery store. And I'm just thinking, like, we've got my mom, like, no way, like,
Don't let
and
her
then
out.
Unfortunately, not that, like, I'm doing this for... My dad will not stay in place, but then my dad had this stress test on Monday that raised some flags, and they did a heart catheter on him yesterday. Fortunately, he did not need a stent. He's waiting on an MRI to look at a muscle around his heart. But they, like, ordered him to not drive for 3 days.
Oh,
so,
boy.
Like, this coronavirus was not slowing my dad down.
I'm surprised
he told me four times today. Like,
yeah.
Bored out of his mind.
Yeah, but he's...
Like, I can't...
He's safe as shit, Stan. He's supposed to be, like, afraid of the coronavirus.
I know. No, he's afraid of, like, people and the weather.
Not the COVID.
Yeah, not the coven. Yeah.
That surprises me.
I know. Yeah, so he's kind of going out of his mind, and the poor guy, I should have had him on tonight, but he's probably in bed.
Yeah.
He would have had some funny things to talk about, because he has heart catheter in his right arm through his artery.
Ow.
And so he can't move his right arm because, like, for a couple days, because, you know, they want it to heal so he doesn't bleed out if it, like, you know, opens. And then his left hand, he's supposed to have surgery on in, like, 2 weeks because he's got, like, horrible arthritis in his hand, and they're basically, like, dang near amputating his thumb and, like, rebuilding his whole hand or something, which they'll probably cancel. So my dad's having a really hard time wiping his ass right now.
Well, he can't go right. He can't go on right.
He's bitched about. And I'm like, just get in the fucking shower. And he's like, I can't get in the shower because I can't get my arm wet. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, he does have a lot. And that's, like, right up our alley.
He needs the handy crapper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's so funny.
I love your tattoo.
Thanks. We had a really funny conversation about it, because then he was like, I'm like, tomorrow at this time I can wipe. And I don't know. He was like, I'm trying to decide if I want to squeeze it, if I like, and just hold it and like risk shitting myself, or if I want to go sit on the toilet and then when I'm finished sit there until I can wipe.
Oh my God.
But then I might get hemorrhoids. Yeah.
I can't tell right now if Purslip Jesus is staring at you, your phone, like you talking, or me naked.
I'm very distracted.
Why would he be staring at my phone and not Justin's? Aren't we next to each other?
Well, no, you're talking about hemorrhoids and shit and squeezing. And he just looked really, he looked really judgy.
Mm-hmm.
You know Purslip Jesus.
First Lip Jesus lived in my home for a while.
First Lip Jesus, you're making us uncomfortable.
First Lip Jesus lived in a bag of my house for like 2 months.
Silence. What do you got, Justin?
I don't know, but I haven't been watching too much TV. I stopped playing video games for a long time because I found a girlfriend, and other human contact was on the table again. And if you know what I mean. And so now that I don't have that, I've got some video games that I've just haven't played or haven't finished that I've started all over again.
Ooh.
So I'm playing Horizon Zero Dawn from the beginning.
I don't know that one.
What's it called?
Horizon Zero Dawn.
Horizon Zero
Dawn. So basically, machines took over the planet, kind of like in the Matrix. And humans became afraid of machines and stopped using technology and formed back into almost Native American tribes again. Everyone lives off the land and hunts robots. So
cool.
Yeah, it's fun.
Sweet.
Super nerdy.
I just plan on, if I do get finally ever forced to stay home, I want to like totally clean the house, like top to bottom. Get rid of all the things I don't need anymore.
That doesn't sound like fun at all.
Well, it's something I've always wanted to do. Like, get rid of crap. I have so much stuff here that I just don't use.
That's true.
I don't know.
Old cabinets of it.
I know. And then we can put all the stuff that's in the garage that's literally been living in the garage for like 3 years into a home.
You mean the J2K Podcast Studios garage?
Yeah. We've just been here for, what, over 2 years now, and he still has stuff in the garage. Crazy. It'd be nice to give it a home, right?
Well, is there anything else that you guys want to talk about?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I've been sitting here chiming in and realize I've been on mute forever.
We've been hearing you.
Well, we hear you.
Because I'm eating pizza, so I'm trying to keep it muted when I'm not talking.
Oh, so you tried to chime in there?
Yeah, we didn't hear that.
I'm like, no one's laughing looking at what I have to say.
So, you guys ready to do the song?
No. I think I'm going to call it, I'm going to call in sick to the song today.
Well, we could do the song without them.
We'll do the song afterwards, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you can be surprised when you listen later.
Yeah. When I...
It just feels weird doing it over the phone.
When I do it poorly.
We can use your synthesizer.
No.
No? Okay.
All right, well, go ahead.
I was just going to say, do you think that we could... Could we do, like, a Zoom room and record it? And then, like, put it out there?
She doesn't want to be on video.
Well.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Will you guys do it on the synthesizer, please?
Yeah. We should change it up.
Do you have a new synthesizer and you should do the song on it?
Well, I'm not prepared to do the song on the synthesizer tonight, but I'll work up something.
Next week.
We got a week to work on it.
Yeah, we're going to be quarantined again next week, I'm sure.
Yeah.
All right,
children, stay safe.
We'll talk to you guys later.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Is that the end of it? Do I just hang up and I'm done for the night?
Yeah, we love you guys almost as much as our listeners.
Don't forget to email us at jtkpodcast@gmail.com.
That's a girl right there.
Tell us what you're doing during this quarantine. Tell us the craziest story you've heard about, conspiracy theories, or... You know, what you're improvising on, how much toilet paper do you have, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
We love you guys.
And there's no excuse because you have plenty of time to email.
There you go.
All right. See you guys.
Bye, guys.
Love you.
Bye. All right, bye, guys.
Bye.
All right, now that they're gone, we're going to do the song.
Do you need a minute to prepare?
Recording this all on brand new mic.
You're doing it in one solid shebang?
And we're just doing one solid shebang.
All right.
And I'm not even going to tune the guitar. We're just going to go with what it sounds like, right?
All right, well.
And so, as you know, during this tumultuous time of social distancing or physical distancing, whatever you want to call it, if you make art, do it. Make art. And remember... that you can find us on all the social medias, well, on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter at J2K Podcast. And like Corrine said, J2KPodcast@gmail.com. And I just realized now that our friend Amanda had sent us an email about a couple episodes ago when we talked about what you do to stave off the existential crisis. And I... failed to print that out, so I'm sorry, Amanda. We will get to that next show. And so at this point, we always like to do this little thing right here, and it goes like this. 1, 2, 3, 4.
J2K. J2K. Justin and Corrine called it in. COVID-19 pandemic, shelter in place, freak out. J2K. J2K. Making art, looking at birds, Christine.
Like lots of Skittles.
There's like handfuls of Skittles. Make your jaws hurt.
I don't know what the fuck I'm doing right now.
J2K.
Somebody's freaking out.
All right, everybody. That is probably what we call a show.
Stay safe.
Oh, it looks like it's still recording until I open it up and stop it.